June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. You have G-Bag today coming up at 5.30 and then LA Live at 5.40. Right now, time for some football content. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, so we had this question posed to you, Brian, when we did Krusty's Corner a few weeks back, and it was like, okay, concern. Which side of the ball do you have more questions about? And I've heard the answer be defense, I'd say 9 out of 10 times. And I have way more pressing questions personally on the offensive side of the ball than I have on defense. I think on defense, it's really health-related at corner, right? Like Diggs, Revelle, how are they going to be health-wise? And then otherwise, you kind of know what this defense is going to look like. We just played what Flus had to say on the Doomsday podcast. It's very reminiscent from what we saw here with Rod Marinelli for many, many years. And the linebacking core, like, yeah, there's new, but it's also way better than it was 2 years ago. I think every single year they've continued to upgrade there. But in terms of like how good is this team going to be, I think all the big questions are on the offensive side of the football. Like, do you have a left tackle? How good is Tyler Guyton this year? Is he able to take the strides to be a competent left tackle? They don't want to move Tyler Smith. So what ends up happening if Guyton's not any good? Are they forced to move Tyler Smith? Do they play Awesome Richards? Does he play well? Who's your starting running back? Nobody can name a starting running back right now. We have no idea. How much better is Terrence Steele? Is it really the offensive line coach that is going to be the big difference maker? That's what we've heard, and I believe that. I buy into it. We still need to see it. Like, can Terrence Steele get back to at least the dominant run blocker that he was pre-injury? How good of a play caller is Brian Schottenheimer?
See, this is where I'm glad you're going now.
It's a massive question.
To me, the coaches that have the least amount of NFL experience are on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Wide receiver,
rookie. When you look at, like, your primary offensive line coach, and we'll see. I mean, the OC is a former NFL offensive line coach. How much interaction he has? Probably a lot. You know, but is he coaching, and is the line coach really the assistant, but in title he's the line coach? But you look, wide receiver coach, not any NFL experience.
Yep.
You know, the only one that really has NFL experience when you start to talk about these coaches, though, is Linda Wells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, your other positions don't have that type of, you know, so if you and some key positions too with that offensive line stuff. And you even mentioned it. Well, what kind of play caller is Brian Schottenheimer going to be? That's where I think this thing really starts.
100%. Like, how, to me, what does this offense even look like?
Yeah.
Because we've heard, I mean, every offseason, oh, the scheme's different. We like this. They're implementing this. Hell, we were on the practice field in Oxnard, saw them doing awesome stuff in the red zone. Like, hell yeah, they're running mesh patterns. We got pick routes going here. Did we see that on game days?
No.
No, we didn't. So, like, yeah, it sounds great right now, but I think all of your big question marks are really on the offensive side of the ball. Do they even have an above-average tight end on the roster? Like, I'm a Jake Ferguson stan, but Fergie was bad last year. Do you get back to Jake Ferguson being what he was 2 years ago? I'm hopeful. That's a question. And then George Pickens is on his best behavior right now. The second things go poorly and you start losing, how's that relationship? Do him and CD, and CD's also been a guy that ends up being like, oh, the bad body language, this and that. They're both uber competitors. They both want to win. They start losing. They're not seeing the football. What happens with that dynamic? So I think you're big time. And then how good is Dak?
Yeah, it's a great question,
right?
Too.
Like, Dak was not good prior to the injury last year. That might also be a product because your offense was just horrible under Mike McCarthy. Maybe that's a benefit. But I think all your big time questions, like, obviously there's questions on the defensive side of the football, but I kind of have an idea what that's going to look like. You're going to be able to rush the passer, and we know kind of what the scheme's going to be. I don't know what the hell the offense is going to look like, to be honest with you.
I get what you're saying. I think there's a bunch of questions on both sides of the ball. I think you got to look at, like, confidence, though, in terms of what do you believe in? Do you buy more into Dak getting closer to his normal self, Do you buy Jason or Jake Ferguson getting back closer to his normal self? Do you buy Terrence Steele? Do you buy Tyler Guyton more than Mozzie Smith? I think like Mozzie Smith is a bigger question to me than Tyler Guyton.
Like, do we have a question about Mozzie? I think Mozzie is what he is.
Okay,
I think
fair
you know,
enough.
I think you know what Mozzie Smith is. Okay. And that's at best an average player in the NFL.
And I think that's where I go. Questions or confidence, I'm still more confident that the offense will be competent than I am the defense because you said they have a pass rush. Do they have anything else? Do they have a run defense? I would say probably not. Do they have many people in the secondary that you trust? No, you do not. You have Deron Bland. That's the only person you actually trust in the entire secondary in week one. So I'm still more
health, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
the health factor for sure.
Yeah.
So I have questions about the offense. Sure, what is it going to look like? But I also have more confidence that the offense is going to be respectable compared to the defense, which I think is going to have a ton of problems.
I mean, this is a great question because it really gets to the root of how much you trust this offense now with another set of eyes on it. I have a high degree of confidence that Dak plus CeeDee Pickens is going to get you points. And even if they mismanage the play calling, you're going to have a top 10 scoring offense, probably top 5 scoring offense. But how much of that is based on the belief from those 12 win seasons where they were rolling up bad competition and now they have a tough schedule? So, you know, I hope that we should have confidence in the offense, but if Dak doesn't play well, then obviously you're going to be looking for a different quarterback and the questions on offense will be overwhelmingly louder.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the laundry list of questions I can come up with, I have more questions on the offense side of the ball than I do defense. We can talk confidence all you want. That's a separate issue. But the questions are lining up on offense because I think there's way more. We're hopeful. I'm hopeful all those things. Dak gets back to 2023 version. I'm hopeful they can run the football. They're built to hopefully do that. But we haven't seen them run the ball.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it individually as a group. I feel like right now your biggest vulnerability is stopping the run, you know? And yes. I don't know if that's any individual players, but that's how you're going to lose in January again if you get there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, in terms of how vulnerable are they, that's great. But in terms of question marks, I still have more questions. I couldn't come up with nearly as many questions that I had on defense. Like the low-hanging fruit, a team that's been bad stopping the run for a decade, yeah, they need to prove they can stop the run. But we have that question every year. Entering 2025, this version of the Dallas Cowboys, I got a lot of unknown on that offensive side of the football.
Yeah, and we need great answers to those questions.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coach, you know, the quarterback, yeah.
I do feel like there's a tremendous amount of potential in this offensive line considering what they were able to do last year with Dowdle, you know, if you get some good running going. But we don't know how good their runners are going to be. They could be washed up or just incapable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have plenty of questions about the offense for sure. I just think that the defense is going to be a bigger problem.
Talk about run defense here every year.
Yeah.
Every year. He's right. It's kind of a low-hanging fruit thing. You can automatically say Dallas is going to be bad in run defense because they generally are. I mean,
yeah, and it's their combination of players that you've mentioned that sold me. Like, even if you get a great answer with Mozzie, your corners don't
see,
tackle.
They get screwed. When their offense doesn't click, they get screwed on defense because the one thing they're built to do is rush the passer. They're not built. When everybody was trying to get back to building run defenders, you know, playing good run defense, Dallas continually was working on rushing the passer. And for a while there, it was very successful because you had a quarterback and an offense that was putting up points. You know, they're making teams chase points. You made teams one-dimensional, you know. So I don't know. I mean, it always seems like every year we talk about Dallas and run defense. Probably a lot of teams in the NFL, you can talk about run defense, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know how many defenses you're looking at that you're like your run defense and also your secondary. Like, can you stop the pass? Like, sure, you can get after the pass. Well, if you're up two touchdowns in the game, your pass rush will be nice.
Then we just should say they're effed overall on defense.
I think so.
Yeah. It's not just the run defense. It's, well, overall, their defense, yeah, they've got some talent, but the thing about it is we don't know, is the lack of a good run defense going to affect their pass defense?
When they've had their best teams, the offense dictates how this team's going to play.
I totally agree.
This team's success is driven by the offense.
I agree.
If they can run the football and this offensive line does end up gelling and being what we are hopeful and think it will be, this team can be much better than we think it will be. That's the formula.
Make this thing a top five scoring offense, and then you won't have to worry about your defense.
I do look at the defense in the second half of last year and find some optimism that even though Diggs was out and Overshown was eventually out and Mozzie played the way that he did, you're adding Dante Fowler and some other veterans to this mix.
Yeah.
You get the two veteran linebackers now instead of just one. You have multiple and Leofau in a second year. Like, I think it's possible this defense actually plays pretty dang good if, as you said, they can play with a lead and they can prevent their guys from being worn out. And that's got to start with a good running game and controlling the clock. And
well, let's just hope they're not like the Texas Ranger offense, you know, that defenses you're pitching and they're holding you in games, but you can't get any points out of it. You know, that's why this team is only going to be as good as its offense. And that starts with the quarterback, and it starts with the play caller.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers are off tonight. We had CY on back there at 4:20. Well, Chuck, is there any other Cowboys stuff you want to get into?
No, go for it.
I have 10 things we learned about the Cowboys this offseason, position, battles, contracts, and more. This is from Calvin Watkins this morning in the morning news. Speed is a thing, and they plan to use it. Pickens, Kevontae Turpin, Jaden Blue, who I still don't think is getting enough recognition for the 4.28 that he ran at Pro Day. And then Miles Sanders, I don't know how much speed he has left, but he had plenty of it in his prime, and he's only 28 years old. So quick throws, vertical routes. Are we going to see the speed pop with this offense, Brian? Did they add enough to make it count?
Yeah, well, you're starting to see that they're putting Turpin in the backfield more. You know, I should say more. The time when I was watching practice the other day, they were trying to find ways. So you got guys like Blue, and they're saying Sanders looks like he's got a little jump, little juice to him. So hopefully that kind of works out for you. Pickens, I could say you're probably going to have him for 1 year. Hopefully he can give you a little bit, like we talked about, a vertical game, some, you know, with the way that he's able to kind of separate down the field. Yeah, I mean, they've added some speed, but it's like there's other teams that have, I think, a little bit more. But it's going to come down to the coaches again. I keep saying this. You know, you can have all this, but if you don't use it the right way, if you don't put it in position, coaches love to tell you, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to put our players in the making, the, you know, put them in position to make the best plays they can and stuff. Well, instead of talking about it, actually damn do it.
Please.
You know, that's to me, we could talk about Pickens and Turpin and have they added speed. Yeah, they on paper, they look pretty damn good speed-wise. But if you just kind of waste Blue until week 7 or week 8 and don't figure out a plan for him right off the jump, and you've got George Pickens, it's averaging, you know, 3 targets a game kind of a thing, then this team's not going to, we're going to be talking about the 9th overall pick in the draft.
Well, yeah, and maybe that'd be the best case scenario if this team's really 1 year away, that this year not be good and get another top 10 pick where you could get an impact player. You know, I think what you were talking about right there is, can your scheme get guys the ball in space? Number 6 is Dak Prescott and the play action pass. In 2023, he completed 68% of his passes while working the 5th most plays in play action, and that went quite well, at least during the regular season. The Cowboys called play action passes on 19% of offensive plays with Prescott on the field, and he completed 69% of those last season. So they called it less, but it was still incredibly efficient, even more efficient than the year before. So that one's big, and I think the most impressive thing I saw in the entire 3 weeks was Tyler Guyton's interview, his reestablished physique. And I think it's given me quite a bit of reason to believe that year 2 for Tyler Guyton is going to be a big step in the right direction.
Well, at least he realizes that it couldn't get any worse, because that, you know, when he was in a situation that last year, you know, there were a couple of reps where Micah Parsons, you're like going in, and he's like, man, that looks pretty darn good. And then there was, you know, he got hurt. His demeanor, his attitude, all these things were not good. And so, you know, the fact that he realized that he wasn't very good, I think that's the first sign of maybe he's making some changes here. They just need him to be good. They don't need him to be great. They just need him to be good. And if he can do that, then they'll find some ways to. But like I say, I just want this coaching staff not to waste some of the talent that they have in the skill positions. And I think if they don't find ways to make that happen, this defense will be in problems. It'll have a lot of problems too.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 15 minutes away from the G-Bag of the day. We're going to kickstart the expressway, what we learned about CY earlier in our Rangers conversation, and more is coming up next in The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.